Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to tonight's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of tonight's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Finga Ajistafe. Tonight's discussion is Faith versus Reason. Today's speaker is John Olukani. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Pastor John Olukani. Tonight's message is titled Faith versus Reason. Before we commence, let us pray. Our Heavenly Lord, we thank you this evening. We bless your name. We magnify you because you are Lord, because you are God. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to come together in the air to fellowship again. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. Even as we are going right now, we pray, O Lord, you are the greatest rabbi. You will teach us your word, and you give us the wisdom in your word. I don't want to speak for myself, but I want you to speak through me tonight. Lord, do so and help me. In the name of Jesus, I come against every principalities and power, every spirit that buys and sells from anywhere. Lord, at this point, Lord, I say, let them be put down under the bottomless pit in the name of Jesus. At the end, your name alone shall be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your name as we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Faith versus reason. Faith and reason have been considered to be sources for religious belief according to the philosophers. Faith could be perceived as having the belief that certain event will occur. For instance, whenever we travel by air, we have the faith that we will board an aircraft and we will land safely in our destination. Also, different people of different religion have faith in their gods. For instance, Christians have faith that there is God. Reason is in a nutshell, and according to the philosophers as well, means application of logical principles to the available evidence. In addition to this, individuals have principles that we follow based on our reasoning ability. This reasoning ability may be determined by our experience, our environment, our scientific facts, theory, or a range of phenomena. The critical point about faith versus reason is while almost nothing is certain, everything is not equally uncertain. As theories or experience determine the way we reason, so our faith determines what we believe. Faith versus reason, according to the topic of tonight, if we have to go by the way of the philosophers, we will see faith as something that we believe that is going to happen according to the experience that we have had in the past. Most of these experiences could be based on some scientific proof or some theories. And based on that, the philosopher will say that they have faith that something will happen at a particular point in time. Close to that, again, is what I've just mentioned now, which is reason, which according to the philosophers as well, it means applying their logical principles based on the available evidence. so that individual the philosophers can reason things out according to the logic that has been placed on ground. Why are these two concepts so important? These two concepts are so important in order for us to know how they relate to our spiritual life, or how they relate to our daily living with our Lord and our God. Now, from the scriptural point of view, when God created heaven and earth, in the book of Genesis chapter 1, I read quickly from verse 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. God went by the principle of reasoning that there is need for light. He spoke it with faith, and it happened. From what we have read in this scripture, our God demonstrated to us the importance of reason and the importance of faith. Again, as we move on, in the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 to 20, I'm going to read again to confirm the importance of reason and the importance of faith. Matthew 17, verse 14 to 20. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on me, on my son, for he is lunatic and so vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and it departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, who could not we cast him out? That is, the disciples were asking Jesus Christ, why is it that we cannot cast the demon out from the child? Verse 20, Jesus answered them and said, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. The disciples were wondering why they could not perform miracles. Jesus told them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence yonder, and it shall be removed. The reasoning ability of the disciples could not do the job, but Jesus Christ was telling them that they have to operate in faith. Sometimes our reasoning ability, our philosophical ability, our status, sometimes our education, sometimes our knowledge might not be sufficient in order to carry out some divine work. We need the faith. We need to back up our reasoning with faith. We need to back up our thinking with faith. And we should know that whosoever is going to serve the Lord He has to believe that he is, and his rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That is what faith can do. So that when we look at those two concepts, reason and faith, they go along each other. They kind of complement each other. But in order for them to really operate, philosophers thinking apart, we need to apply the principles of our Lord God. That is when we can see those two concepts working for us. I move further. Can we now say that faith is greater than reason? Or can we now say that reason is greater than faith? No. We are not trying to put them in terms of competition. Each of them complements each other. Let us look at this point as we move on to understand further this topic. In the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. There is something there that is going to give us new light to the complement power of reason and faith. It says that, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In order to understand that verse 17 very well, maybe you want to move further up to starting from verse 13. It said, for whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What does this mean? What you listen to all the time, we always determine our reasoning and faith ability. If we listen and read the word of God, our meditation will gravitate towards its understanding, and we will develop our faith in it. And that is why Psalm 119 verse 11 confirms it, that your word have I hid in my heart, so that I might not sin against thee. We are bringing it close home now, the importance of reasoning and the importance of faith. That is, if our reasoning lies in the word of God, if our reasoning lies in the meditation in the word of God, if our reasoning lies in what we read every day and what we listen to every day, our faith will move towards everything that comes our way. And that is why he says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. If somebody is listening to rap music every day, his reasoning, his faith will gravitate towards the wordings of those rapping music every day. If somebody is listening to jazz music every day, his reasoning and his faith will gravitate towards those words that the person is listening to every day. If a child is brought up in a house where yelling and cursing is the order of the day, brethren, I'm telling you, that child will live to continue to reason with curses, with yelling, and everything with reason and ability will stand in that. It will take the divine power of God to liberate such heart from furthering, gravitating more and more in yelling and also in having faith in what he listens to every day. My prayer is that we will hear the right thing and will reason in the right way to the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, your reason and your faith determines your existence and fulfillment in this present world. Our reason and our faith will determine our existence and fulfillment in this present world. What we mean by fulfillment is, it is the plan of God for every one of us to live a fulfilled life. It is the plan of God for everyone to live a purposeful life. But how will this come to manifestation? It will only come to manifestation when our reasoning and our faith lies in the purpose and the plan of God. And that is why in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, there is a prophetic word there. There is a prophetic word there. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. For I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord. This is the word that comes from the mouth of God towards every creation, towards every human that created by God. That is the thought of God to us, is of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. The thought of God is the reasoning of God. And whoever has faith in the word that was reasoned by God, so it will be. In Psalm 66, the Bible says that the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. That was a proclamation by David, following his reasoning ability of what he wants from God. The question now is, what is your reasoning ability? What is our reasoning ability? Do we believe in the word that comes from the mouth of God? Do we believe in the prophecy of the prophet? What is our reasoning ability towards all that we are reading in the word of God every day? Do we have faith in it? Or we are just reading them? They don't even have any impact in our life. That is what God is asking us tonight. Let us see. Let us begin to think, what is my reasoning? What is my faith? What is the level of my reasoning? What is the level of my faith? When you put your reasoning together, does it work? Or does it go according to the purpose of God? Or is just based on this word? No wonder. Paul said, if it is in this world that we have our intention, it is only this world that we have our hope. It is only this world we have everything. He said we are more than miserable. Therefore, that is the reason right there. So that as children of God, as people of God, we don't have a place here. Our reasoning is the kingdom that Father has prepared for us. And that is the purpose why we continue to walk every day. That's the purpose why we continue to seek his face every day. That's why we need to continue to meditate in his word every day. So that our reasoning ability will gravitate towards what he said about what he has prepared for us. And then, when that happens, our faith moves with it and we are able to achieve it. No wonder again in the book of John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, in my Father's house, I prepare a mansion for you, so that where I am, that ye shall be there. That he didn't want our heart to be troubled. Jesus Christ reasoned out what he is planning for us, and he told us. Then it is now our duty as believers, as children of God, to go along with the reason of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have faith in it, claim it by faith, and allow it to manifest in our life. Number three, your reason and your faith will determine the blessing that you enjoy in this present world. Your reason and your faith will determine the blessing that you enjoy in this present world. Hebrews 11. If you go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, starting from verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This passage is full of blessing, full of blessing of what God is expecting from us. Whatever we are expecting that we know that is coming, we are not exercising any faith in that, because it's already there. We know that we are going to receive salary at the end of the of 2 weeks. That is, or at the end of the month. Yes, we work for it and we are expecting it to come. But sometimes, where you did not even believe something is going to happen, where you did not even have any sign that something is going to happen, but because you have faith in it, your reasoning complements your faith. Brethren, it's going to happen. This is very important for us to understand. I don't know the level of your faith. I don't know the level of your reasoning. But today the Lord is enduring us that there is need for us to place our reasoning and our faith in our Lord. Verse 2, it said, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. That is, even by faith, the elders, they obtained a good report. That is, in order for us to have a good report and to give good account of what of the purpose of God for us in this life, there is need for us to tailor our reasoning towards what God has said and our faith to make it happen. That is the only way for us to get a good report. Verse 3 says that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. That is, it takes a man of faith and a man of divine reasoning to understand what God is saying about the world to come, to understand even the Trinity. That is, to understand that there is God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Some people will still continue to argue that how can somebody, only one person, operate in three places. It takes the divine reasoning and the power of the Lord to understand that. In the book of Psalm 33, verse 6, the Bible says that by the word of the Lord were the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth, by the word of the Lord. God spoke it. He said it, and it came to being. He reasoned it that the world cannot be in darkness. Yes, let there be light, and there was light. There's no need for this light without our creatures walking in them. He created different creatures. He created human, male and female, for us to continue to multiply on the face of the earth. A demonstration of a positive reasoning that came up by faith in the Lord. And it came up, and then it came to be. You are part of it today, and I'm part of it today. Therefore, if God could demonstrate that, that is telling us that through our reasoning and our faith, we can determine the blessing of God for our life. Number four, reason of the philosophers is the scriptural wisdom from God. Even the reason of the philosopher is the scriptural wisdom of God. Philosopher, we talk of reason. By the grace of God, people of God, we talk of wisdom. Your reason and your wisdom come from the Lord. And you can only receive it by faith. That is, whatever you want to be in this world, whatever area of, that you want God to take you to, whatever you want to achieve, just depend on Him. Just ask Him. He's able to do it for you because He has all wisdom and He has all knowledge. He has everything that will make us to be what He wants us to be. He has everything for us to achieve His purpose in this world. In the book of James chapter 1 verse 5, He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto you. Are we looking for wisdom? Are we looking for way out concerning our career, concerning our undertakings? Just go to God, go to the Lord in prayer. Ask for the wisdom. That new position, God is able to help you, even to triumph, and even move up, and even perform outstanding in that position. So that God is able to do it for you. He's able to do it for me as well. He said, but let him ask in faith. And again, look at it. Wisdom, reasoning, coming together with faith. Verse 6, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God does not want us to be double-minded. He wants us to believe that he can do all things. Therefore, our reasoning must complement our faith. Our faith must complement our reasoning. And our reasoning must surely be the wisdom from the Lord to do all things in his own way, according to his purpose, not in our own way, but in his own way, because his thought is not our thought. His ways are not our ways, says the Lord God of hosts, so that we need God to guide and to lead us. The last but not the least, you can only please God when you have faith in him. Hebrews 11 verse 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to him must know that he is, and is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Today, we need to come to Jesus, bury your wisdom in him, bury your reason in him, allow him to have his way in your life, and it shall be well with you. Jesus says, come unto me, ye that labor are with every lady, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. May the Lord bless his words in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, bless your name tonight, because you are our reason, you are our wisdom, you are our everything. You are the one that we have faith in him. Lord, this night, we have listened to your word. We need you to increase our faith, increase our reasoning, so that as we do this, we shall continue to live according to your purpose. Heavenly Father, we thank you, bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. For we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. May the Lord bless you and bless your household in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in for another broadcast entitled, Are Your Prayers Ever Answered? That will be on May 27th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Thank you, and may God bless you.